not to anyone's discredit, but when we started our initiative, perhaps 1993, 94, the generation that experienced the dedication of the garden, they were senior citizens when they came back. But we felt that there was a generational gap in knowing that there was a garden with Greek culture, history to it. So what we're trying to do is to bridge that link, not to have that gap of loss as far as information and so forth. When we were doing our programming and campaigning, when we were talking amongst our various groups and so forth, it became apparent that there was a great number of individuals that didn't have a clue that there was, in fact, a Greek cultural garden. When we have visitors come in from other communities, we now take them to the Greek cultural garden, and they are in awe of this landmark. By and large, I don't care where they're from, their community does not have this asset that the city of Cleveland does have.